RNIB has launched its See the Person, Not the Sight Loss programme. It's smashing stereotypes and those outdated myths around sight loss. One of those is that if you're blind or partially sighted, you must be old, which isn't strictly true at all. And we're going to talk a bit about some of the worries that young people have, including their employment prospects, education, losing friends, but also what's RNIB doing to help smash some of these myths. Now, we have with us David Allwinkle from RNIB and Eli London, who is the actor in the brand new advert. You may have seen it on TV, it's in cinemas and streaming as well. Eli, just to come to yourself, first of all, you do have a sight loss condition. Is it something you've had worries about through your life, about how the people perceive you?
Absolutely. So I lost my eye to retinoblastoma when I was 3 years old. And when you're that young, you know, it doesn't really even rock the boat in terms of what you might perceive as your own self-worth. But growing up, seeing a lot of people around me who were very, very different to me, experiencing anxiety, body dysmorphia, mental health issues, being bullied from time to time, and all of those things together have kind of had an impact on who I am. However, I do like to think of myself as somebody who is very open about my sight loss and about how I look physically that's a bit different to other people. And I see that as a strength.
So did you have concerns around your education or your employment as well? Because I suppose when you come across these kind of perceptions of you at a young age, I suppose for many people it will worry them about, you know, how will they get through life?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was younger, I struggled a lot making and keeping friends. And I did worry that it might be due to my condition, and I was perhaps not given the same opportunities as others, maybe be that because of others' perceptions of what I might be able to achieve or what I might be able to do because of my sight loss condition. I, for example, worked in biology before I became an actor, and a lot of those jobs required driving licenses, obviously something I can't get. So things like that, that were just quite clearly barriers to me, which I kind of grew up thinking about consciously or subconsciously regularly.
Do you see it then as your job then to sort of educate the sighted population, if you like? Because, you know, what we're finding out is really that it's kind of society that puts these barriers in place.
I am more than happy to be an advocate, educate those who want to learn. However, I don't think that it is the entire sight loss community's job and life purpose to educate the wider populace. I think that they have a responsibility as well to educate themselves and ask their own questions and do their own research as well. You know, I'm happy to answer questions, but I'm not the vessel of all knowledge.
And we're going to talk to you in a moment about your involvement in the new project. And David Allwinkle is here from RNIB. David, I suppose Eli talking there about just as a young person, I suppose are indicative of people who are blind or partially sighted of all ages. It must be stories you hear all the time.
Absolutely, Ellen. I mean, the sort of the desire for the people around us and the wider general public to understand more what it is and what it means to live with little or no sight is something that just seems to be common to pretty much everybody who comes through our door. You know, and every subject we talk about, there's always an element of there's a public understanding, public perception, public attitude piece to all of these things. So it's absolutely critical to our plans and our kind of work going forward that we try to address kind of the broad terms that is what we're trying to do with this film as part of the campaign, but also in very, you know, very specific situations that people feel it really gets in the way of them getting on with their life.
What's different then about the See the Person, Not the Sight Loss programme? What's the clincher here that you think is going to make a big difference?
Bluntly, we're putting a lot more resource into this work. Various films we've produced are being shown on primetime TV. They're in cinemas now, where they're going to see Eli telling this story of Ava, which I've never seen, you know, something produced by RNIB or anyone else in the sector that really gets the authenticity that this story does. It tells the story of, you know, recognising and reflecting, you know, the genuine and true anxieties that people face when they receive their diagnosis. But it takes you through the journey to, you know, the place that everybody wants to get to and everybody can get to, which is really reflecting the desire and the passion that people have for getting on with their lives, and important role that friends and family educators, employers, you know, the general public play in that by simply doing things a little bit differently. And I think if I can just pick in, you know, one of the points in the film shows Ava with her dad, and her dad's, he's feeling his way as much as she is in what the new world's going to be like. And he learns, I think, with a sharp elbow from his daughter, he needs to sort of take a step back and be a bit more hands-off and let her get on with things and learn how to do things. He's got to learn not to make the assumptions that, you know, are ingrained in everybody because of our kind of perceptions of sight loss. So I think the message is different and more nuanced. It's much more authentic, I think, than perhaps we've seen in the past and certainly years gone by.
It's almost like there's two points to this from what I kind of see when I look at the advert as well, is that it shows that the public that, you know, losing your sight doesn't mean your life ends. You know, with the right help, you know, pretty much anything is possible. You do see that in the advert. But I suppose also for people with sight loss, you know, it's showing that the help is there too. And I suppose we also, as you alluded to there, David, we sometimes perhaps don't think about the effects that someone losing the sight has on their family and friends, because it is a scary time for both.
You know, people around someone losing their sight, you know, it impacts them. It changes their life perspectives, and sometimes it leads to sort of negative consequences for them. But we also see from our work that friends and family play the biggest role in helping someone get on with their life. And when we talk to and ask people with sight loss what the biggest impacts in their life, the vast majority of people talk about their friends and family. So it's really important that we get messages to those people.
I think the most beautiful thing that the RNIB have done with this is tell a really human story. There is not one frame in this short film that somebody can't pick out something that affects them. You might see the nurse running through to the other side of the ward. There'll be a nurse watching it who's now making the connections that she's part of their story, whether she likes it or not. So I think that's something really beautiful that they've managed to cohesively put together.
It is like an identifiable, it's a real thing, you know, it's not some kind of fantasy advert in a fantasy world. People will see this. And also, I think it also shows that no matter what point in life, you could start to lose your sight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Ava is a gamer. She's a young person. She goes to school. She's got things that she wants to do with her life. And maybe up until her diagnosis, she had plans of how she was going to get there. And yes, there are things that need to change, things that she needs to do differently. But ultimately, it's a story of defiance, a story of empowerment, and how there are tools and people there around you who can help you reach those goals.
David, what do you hope, this probably sounds a bit of an obvious question, but what do you hope will come from the See the Person, Not the Sight Loss campaign? Because it is more than just the adverts.
Yes, yeah. I mean, and this really has to be the start of a journey. It's not a single piece of work that we think we'll do and then walk away from. What we really have to see, Alan, is a shift in people's understanding and their perceptions of sight loss. And that has to be felt by the people we're here to support and here to serve. So in all walks of life, we want to see people adopting this idea that they need to think a little bit more and act maybe a little bit differently. And if they do that, they can have a really big impact on people's lives. But it's the foundation for everything else that we're looking to do, whether that's through increasing the number of people in work, improving children's educational outcomes, or kind of helping people in leisure or getting around, or in every other aspect of the work we focus on. There's an underlying need for public perceptions and understandings to shift.
Kind of similar question to yourself, just finally, Eli, is what do you hope that the public will get from this? I'm thinking that perhaps those people who are losing the sight as well.
Yeah, I hope that those two words that I used previously, the defiance and the empowerment, are the two things they get out of it. Whether they've just been diagnosed, whether they may have some concerns about their sight, maybe they're quite far along in their sight loss journey, but I want anyone in that situation who watches this film to come away and simply think, yes, I can do these things, and I don't have to do it alone, but I can do it.
And also from a sighted audience perspective as well, do you feel it may make them think about how they perceive someone who is blind or partially sighted?
Certainly, there's been a lot of media representation in the past that has only shown us one kind of sight loss and one person potentially that sight loss ever happens to. And I would love it if any member of the public who watched it had one moment where they thought, actually, yeah, I am going to read about this, or yeah, I am going to think about this a little bit. Even if they thought, if they gave it 10 seconds of thought, that would be enough for me.
And you can catch the adverts on TV, in the cinemas, and streaming online as well. And for more information or to look at the different adverts, go to rnib.org.uk. And for more information, you can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Eli and David, thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having us.